Doris, I'm glad you're home. I'm terrified. I don't know what to do.
What is it? What happened?
I think someone is stalking me.
No, it can't be. Really? Who?
I don't know. I saw him the first time Tuesday. He was at the cafe. I noticed he was looking at me a lot. Not just the usual looking, but staring. He just kept staring at me. He didn't stop.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. Finally, he left. But then I saw him again today, outside the shoe store, near the cafe. I went into a CD store and pretended I was looking at CDs. But then he came in, too.
Did he leave when you left?
Yes. Then I noticed he was on the sidewalk behind me. He was following me.
What did you do?
He followed me all the way home.
That's about 5 blocks. And around corners, too. So he was definitely following you.
Yes, he was. I'm not imagining it. Finally, just when I got home, I turned around and looked at him. He was just standing there. He didn't smile. He just stood there. It was so obvious. What should I do? I'm so scared. Can I call the police?
Actually, I don't think you can call the police. Not yet, at least. He hasn't done anything. And probably the police will just ignore it. But if anything happens again, then maybe you should call.
Why can't I call the police now? He was definitely following me.
Of course you can call the police if you want. That's not what I mean. I'm just saying that they probably won't do anything.
I suppose. What can they do? I don't even know who he is.
Listen, Carol, don't let this bother you too much. Probably it's nothing. Just keep your eyes open when you go out. If you see him a third time and he follows you again, then I think we should go to the police. But for now, just try not to worry.
All right. And I won't go to that cafe for a while.
听力课堂, 听class.com